नमो महाबलाय गुरवे गौरचंद्राय जगदादिकाय सवैवास्मि
परमाराष्ट्रेल ओम विष्णु पाद कृष्ण भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज and saint under the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Bhad Shishman Bhakti Vedam. So, in the morning I went to this school, visited, and I saw the accident, teacher, and it became very satisfied. I want that it is also more advanced and where students should come learn etiquette, Vaishnava etiquette, to honor all Vaishnavas and our Siddhanta from beginning. And thus they should be very polite, very humble. If the teachers are not humble, polite and honoring their superiors, oh, they cannot learn. So first, teachers are very humble. I know personally Vrijendra Nandan Prabhu and one lady, oh, very humble man, very polite, very polite. I want that other teachers to be, because they are very young, they sometimes may be upset, but always you should see that you are teacher. A teacher must learn himself all these things and to teach by his behavior. So I want that these schools should advance, that from every part of the world they may send as today. I heard that today in midday there was a very good Nagar Sankirtan. I heard that only 100 devotees were there. I thought that there must be more than 500. Perhaps so many devotees and sannyasi brahmachari were not. Nagar Sankirtan, this is the way in books. Oh, this is the main subject. Oh, you should go and preach. You know that Mahaprabhu preached his mission by Sankirtan Rasa study in Srivasangan, and from there, oh, everywhere in India. You may be very high class of sannyasi or anything, but you cannot be more than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, Haridas. Can you be? Never. So this is why to follow it. Now I am too old and some hard things. Otherwise I will go first line. So you should not
the idols,
the gold.
By this yoga, by preaching, by this sense of inspiration come from Krishna and Radhika and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So you must. So now we are coming to our class. Perhaps after tomorrow or when is Annakoot Mahotsav? After tomorrow. So one day in middle. So you have to be prepared of Lord, from beginning, from today, or you have to try to arrange all these things. Make so many preparations, not less than last year. Like in India, Govardhan, who made how many, very full, so many preparations. So each of one, you should devise what you will do, what you will do, what your party will do, what his party will do, and that makes very good preparation. And everything you should make ready, a very, very good symptom of cow that we can worship, and any high class of Vaishnav, Brahman Vaishnav to whom we respect and we should worship, and all these things you should make. You can make Nagar Sankirtan also. And try to help others to be a pure devotee. This is our mission. We were explaining about Nishtha. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur has quoted first slok. Srinadapi sunishena, sarurapi sahishnuna, amanina manadena, sirdaniya sadahari. Try to remember this slok, but more important is that to follow and practice in your life, daily life. Only remembering will not do. Or try to be humble. How you can be humble? Not by practicing. How it will be possible? If your bhakti is increasing, naturally that humbleness will come. And if you are not increasing your sadhan bhajan, Hare Krishna chanting and other things, serving your Gurudev and Vaishnavas, proper respect to all Vaishnavas, you are not doing. And you are not following Sadhu Sangha, Namakirtan, Bhagavad Sraman, Bhakturabhad, Srimurti. And you want to be humble? You cannot. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling to Raya Ramanand Sarup Damodar. Raya Ramanand and Sarup Damodar. You know Sarup Damodar? Who is he? Oh, he is a Lalita in Krishna Bhavana. Raya Ramananda, Vishwanatha. We are telling in Gambhira, very Gambhir Bhav is there. Gambhir man, of the body of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Always weeping and making waiting to Satsang of the Raya Ramananda of Gopal Guru and his Sevak Govinda and all. And his seva, Govinda Prabhu is always very, 22 persons they come here. They should not come here. Because they make with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu waiting for whole night and night. So even that they should not come, become here. But Mahaprabhu without them, oh, he will be perhaps more, he may die. He cannot die, but he may die. What is this? Oh, that is moksha. So he is telling, Yerupe laylenam prem upajaya. Tat lakshan suna sarupa rama. all Swarup Brahma. But you should hear. If you are chanting name and tears are not coming, tears are not romancha descending, that three janma. Fight on this. If you are chanting name and tears are not coming, you are hearing katha, no tears in mind, no hair in mind, and fight on this. Fight. So how do you come? He is telling, Uttam hari apana se mane sina dham. Of this would explain these four, five things. Now try to hear it, to follow it.
Very good. Here, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is quoting from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita of Srila Krishna Karma Goswami, where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, crying, holding the necklace for Dandar and Roy Ramananda, he is telling them, Yeri Rupa Namrale, Krema Upa Jai, Thalakshan Slokshana, Swarup Ramrai. Dear Swarup Ramrai, Roy Ramananda, listen to me. In what way we should chant this name, that Krishna praying, transcendental, pure, unconditional love and affection will rise within our hearts. What is that? Uttamaya apanake manitayadam Rupakare savisata kare drishyasam. The Vaishnava, his mood is what? Even though he's highly qualified, he has all good characteristics, yet still he thinks himself to be quite insignificant. And he tolerates everything in two ways. Vriksha jaina kachileya tikina balai tike marila kare pani namagai. If someone will come and cut the tree, what will the tree say? Nothing. Silence. Tolerating everything. And even if the tree is very dry, there's no water, no rain at all, and the tree is drying up, he will never ask anyone, can you give me a glass of water? Very, very humble. Ye ye magai deya pandan garma vishti sahi aner kare rakshan. And also, the tree, if anyone will beg something from the tree, can you give me your leaves? Can you give me your fruit, your twigs, your branches, your whole trunk? Then whatever the tree has will give, without resisting, without any reluctance at all, easily. He will give. And in addition to this, karma vrishti sahi aner kare rakshan. If it is a very, very hot day, blistering sun is burning everything. And the tree is also burning. But that very same tree, at the very same time, is giving shelter to those who will come beneath it. So tolerating all things, yet giving help and shelter to others. The tree has this qualification. Uttamaya vaisnavabe niradhiman dive saman dive jane krishna adhisthan. Bapu said, this Vaishnava, even though he has all of these high qualities, very noble virtues, still he has no faulty goal, no adhiman. He does not consider himself to be better than others. Why? Dive saman dive jane krishna adhisthan. Everyone he meets, he offers them respect from the core of his heart, because he knows that Krishna is residing in the heart of everyone.
There are three kinds of name. Name is only perfect, no kind. But according to the stage of sadhana, nama has been divided into especially three kinds. Nam is only one kind. What nam? That nam? Namah Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Vigraha Rasa Vigraha Purna Suddho Nitya Mukti. All the rasas are in name. All. narada vina jivana support in nitya madhuri. Oh, it is the essence of all madhuriya in name. Himself, Radha and Krishna and their love up to Mahabhava. Everything is in name. But we, the poor and fallen beings, we have no realization of it. So, when the jivas are making so many offenses and taking names, this is called nama-aparad, nama-aparad. And when no aparad but other unwanted thing, anatta there, then it may be called nama-abhas. And when no nama-abhas, no aparad, or then it may be shuddha nam, pure. But pure nam has also so many categories, so many categories, as the stage of nishtha, ruchi, asakti, or then rati, in the stage of prem, in the stage of sneha, maan, pranay, raag, anurag. Like Srimati Radhika, when she utters name, and what it becomes? Oh, at one, all mood at a time, or separation mood and also meeting mood. All moods are coming. Or so many high class of Ashtasatri, Shudita, Pradita, more than that. That sometimes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed in Gambhira. So, first we should try to chant name without nama parad, without offense. What is that? Vishyam ke prati virakti janit svabhavi iti nama. We should try to chant name with the mood that he is quite indifferent from worldly desire. Worldly desire should go away, giving up all worldly desire. But this is zero problem. So many problems are here. But Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur will say, if you want to chant name, so give up all your worldly intoxication, or your heart rose, lust and all. Attachment to wealth, reputation, and all these things. And then sabhasya natural, vinta with humbleness. Humanity. Mata Tarahit Nirmal Daya. What? Nirmal Daya. Don't want anything in return. Never. Like trees. They never want any return from anyone giving their life. So try to be like that. And how it will come? Only by chanting and serving Guru Vaishnava and remembering. As much as you will engage your all senses, all moods, everything in Krishna devotion, then it may come Nirmal Daya. So this is, but in Nirmal Daya, to help anyone, to in Krishna consciousness, if you are turning anyone's mode from worldly desires to Krishna, to serve Krishna, oh, this is the base. Mercy, no, it's daya. compassion to others. By giving something, donation, money or food, or giving your daughters to for marrying anyone, all these are norms, these are worldly, and you will be engaged. This is all. Bhakti Vinod Thakur or Prabhupada has told that even you are helping anyone to coming from, to take them from worldly, all these things, or towards Krishna, this is the basis. So you should try. And he has told Prabhupada that to make a devotee, a general person to make devotee, it takes so many hundred gallons of blood. So you should remember. You should be yourself first devotee and try to make other devotees. This is the base of daya among all. Compassion. And then jariya mithya abhivam se rahit hriday ki nirmalta. Try to give up all false egos. I am very lovely. I am best quality of devotee. Oh, I am very wealthy. I am very beautiful. I can attract others. Give up all false. Only false egos. Then you can chant name, otherwise not. And most important, fourth, to give proper respect to proper devotees. And Srila Rupa Goswami has told all these symptoms. If you can't give respect to Vaishnavas, then you are like a tamsi or something.
Arrogant,
and don't be that. So, if you want bhakti, you should always remember Krishna word, Satvitti, Pranipavena, Pariprasne, Sevaya, Upadeshanti Jnanam, Jnanina, Tattvata. Automatic they will give you that knowledge. It will have three things. So, I think from today you should all try to give respect, proper respect to Vaishnava. To Kanis, like that. Who are in Madhyamadikar, all you should do like that. And who are in Uttam, oh, you cannot realize that who is Uttam one. But try to be proper. If you are not giving proper respect, then you are even not in Kanishka Adhikari. You should know that who are chanting Krishna, whether initiated or not initiated, no how. We should think they are in our family. And but always remember this, they should not be Mayabadi. They should not be bold. Bhakti, you know, very dangerous, more than Mayabadi. Bold. And Sahajiya and all others. Sahajiya are more better than Mayabadi and bold. Sahajiya may be taken. Buddhist. Yeah. And be careful from Istri Sangi. Istri Sangi, you know. Istri Sangi means what means? Lusty person. Oh, mixing with the ladies and thinking that we are in high class estate and we are going for Kriya Bhajan. And without this, mixing with, making children with a widow, oh, this is the party. Wrong. Otherwise, Mahaprabhu will reject forever. So, Krishna Bhakta are more humble than trees, than grass. So if you want to do bhajan, you should follow force. Don't wish to have any respect from anyone. Try to give them proper respect. These are the four. Also, you should remember, we are all refugees in this world. Huh? One day, very soon, we'll have to give up this land. Your relatives, your position, everything will go away in a moment. Whether you will cry, oh, let me have 1 minute, 1 second time. Oh no, nothing is there. Idam sariram, satasam vijarjaram, patatya vatsam, parimanate sharam, kimosada prichyati moha durmate, niramayam krishna rasayanam. Or Jamunacharya, Mukunda Bhava Sutra, the guru of Ramanujacharya. And you are going to doctor and here and there, so much busy always, in day and night, in dream or in sleeping, always you are busy for that. Worry for that. Why you are? At that time you should remember the slope sustain come from fulfillment samadhi. It has come from my previous activities, the fruit, or Krishna mercifully has given. Oh, I should happily, oh, take them. And then you will be the what? Rightful heir of Bhakti. Surely Bhakti will come. So, you must die. You are bound to die. You should have taken birth. Where is Ram now? Where is Ajopya? Where is Mathura Puri? All of them. But you want to be here and to enjoy this world. You have enjoyed this previous, in your previous, billions of lives. Not only with one husband and one wife, hog and pig. So don't be very important. Oh, one day you will have to die, give up all these things. And then your body will be either ashes, changed into ashes, or changed in worms, or either prasadam of wild beasts, dogs and jackals. This is. And for this body, you want to make this body by all these things, worldly desires. Don't do so. O Dushman, O my Dushman. Why you have so much mamata? Oh, this is mine. Oh, I am this body. I am this. The related person and related thing, oh, they are mine. Don't have only you can keep. I am servant of eternal. And Krishna is mine. Oh, his all associates are mine. That is good. But worldly things don't have any false ego in them. So try to say, oh, Ramban, Aushadhi, medicine. And what is that? Krishna name. Hare Krishna. 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 had no faith on his song. We see that anyone chanting Hare Krishna and I have, and he is heart rogi or anything. He is chanting them, but he still we see he has so many rogues. And he still is dying. So sometimes we will become very weak. Don't think of it. Why? Oh, our soul is better now. The rogue, but the rogue is only that and disease is that of that and this body and all are related to these are not rogue. It will not go by any medicine, what's the medicine? It will go only by Krishna, otherwise. Krishna killed Padasur, Bakasur, Putana. You should know that they were not killed, but they had new life and they went to Golok Vrindavan forever. Any soul cannot be killed. So if you are dying but chanting name, all your rogue forever is equal to like Ajami, like others. So don't disbelieve. Now, rogue is seen and you are chanting. So many alerts also are there. No harm. They are going, but you are not realizing. So you should have a strong faith on this. Always pray, Krishna, Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu. अपराध सहस्र भाजनम पतितम भीम भवार्णमोदरे अकतिन शरणागतम हरे कृपया केवल आत्मसाव. I am offensive, I am very wretched. I have done all kinds of offenses and all kinds of bad things in my millions of lifetimes. Oh Krishna, what should I do? Repenting and chanting name Hare Krishna. This is Bhakti Chiramji. If any big problem comes, you should try to chant always. This is Bhakti Chiramji, nothing. So he has told so many prayer, like Gopinath, Mama Nivedan, Vishai Durjan, Sada Kami, like this, we should always pray. But if you are always engaged in making money and maintaining life, you cannot do that. But try. Don't give up hope. Then you should come in fourth yom. Try to give up all worldly desires. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarin kapitam, va jagadi shakamai, vama janmani janmani sari bhavata bhakti hai. Asam Maharaj.
Fourth verse. Najanam, najanam, nasundarim, kavitam vajanam shakamaye. Mama janli janli sri bhavata bhakti hoiti kumpaye. Said, O Lord, I do not desire sanam, I do not desire wealth. I do not desire followers. Or nor do I desire beautiful women. I only desire your causeless devotional service, birth after birth. So, this stage, routine. Now, the devotee, having engaged in hearing and chanting, serving, in a mood of repentance, and as bhakti is coming in his heart, then the qualities, four qualities, trinada pita nitya na, sarodi vasa ishtana, amani na amani deena, ketni aksada hari, then they are coming within the heart. But the devotee, he still has this buddhi purvika, that at this stage, by one's intelligence, one is spontaneously hearing and chanting is not going on. But by one's intelligence, one is engaging in hearing and chanting. But when one comes to the stage of ruchi, then at this stage, then spontaneously, one is getting attachment for hearing and chanting. It is explained that there are two stages. That the first is Vastu, Vachista, and Apekshani. And the second is Vastu, Vachista, and Apekshani. That Vastu, Vachista, Apekshani means that the hearing and chanting of the static at this stage is dependent on the quality of the different elements which are there. For instance, if Ketan is going on, and the Ketanir is somebody like Kishori Mohan, singing very, very sweet, nice harmonium, nice madanga player, then one will have so much taste and eagerness to hear and engage in such Ketan. This is Vastu Vashishta Apekshani. That is dependent on the different external elements which are surrounding the Ketan. And the second stage, higher stage, is Vastu Vashishta Anapekshani. That even if the person has a croaky voice like myself, if no good madanga playing, no good kartel, but the devotee at this higher stage will have so much taste for hearing Harinam, that for them, no problem. They're only absorbed in tasting the nectar of the holy name, and they're not disturbed by the fact that it's not melodious, the voice is not sweet, madanga playing is not nice, and kartels are out of tune. So, in this stage, that kirtan is going on spontaneously. Also, this verse will come now. Anyabhilasitasujam, gyana kamadhyan abhidham, anukulena krishna nushunam bhakti uttama. That, at this stage, Shuddha Bhakti actually is coming into the heart. The devotee spontaneously, his the cultivation of his mind, body, words, his spiritual moods, that they are flowing in an uninterrupted way, just as honey, a stream of honey is coming, unbroken. So in this way, his absorption in hearing, chanting, remembering, etc. is going on in an unbroken way. And there's not the interference or impediment of karma, jnana, yoga, or any other type of mystic processes, but rather his mood is now flowing very, very sweetly towards pleasing Guru and Krishna.
Thank you.
But is that what Anyabhi Lakshita is singing from? I thought it comes in at least from Bach.
Oh. Something. Not flow.
Then you have to sing that.
Some lines in that.